The first coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 2-2 in conference play and 6-2 overall. Northwestern has a bye this weekend before hosting Penn State on November 7th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Right to questions, please, Adam.
Sounds great. We'll take questions then.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jesse Temple with ESPN.com.
Pat, Dan Vitale is leading your team in receptions. What makes him so special as your super back?
You know, Dan has been such a productive player for us throughout his entire career. Played right away as a true freshman, and he can do a lot of things. I mean, he really truly embodies what the term super back means. He's great at the point of attack blocking. We can move him around, obviously, to get him in some areas where we hopefully can get some favorable matchups, and you know, obviously is runs terrific routes and has great hands. So he's the full package. He's an all Big Ten level player, and without a doubt, you know, a top flight NFL prospect.
Has the super back position evolved much during your time as head coach there?
You know, it's very similar, and Danny's a little bit different skill set, but you know, similar to what we had in Drake Dunsmore. You know, Drake had a chance to go play for the Buccaneers, and you know, just we're looking for a guy that, you know, may not be that on the ball, attached to the formation, 6'5", 6'6", 270-pound, you know, tight end. And he might not necessarily be a 190-pound wide receiver, more that hybrid, you know, kind of the way the NFL calls it, an H-back type of player. And it's worked out really well for us. I think Mick McCall, our offensive staff, Bob Heppner, who coaches that position for us, they've done a great job really evolving that position to the skill set of the players. And I also like the way that Garrett Dickerson's playing too. So we got a pretty good 1-2 punch there.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Fitz, what are the challenges of getting your guys ready off a bye week? It seems like most people assume kids play better, but it seems like sometimes they mentally check out and don't give you a great performance.
Well, right now, Teddy, our focus is on getting some recovery. You know, we've been through a gauntlet. You know, I think we've played, if not the most competitive, right there at the top of the Big Ten from a competitive scheduling standpoint. Our guys need some rest. We're really not going to get back together till later in the week with the varsity and taking the early part of this week to work with our D squad, our developmental guys, and our redshirt guys. And then once we get back into a normal game week, we got to get back to have the sense of urgency that you always need as you get, you know, as we get ready, you know, a week from now to play a great opponent at Penn State. So, you know, you just got to keep the guys focused and keep the pedal down. And obviously we're playing for a lot. So I'd like the leadership is going to do a great job.
All right, last year, you guys didn't have a great performance in Iowa City off a bye. Did you guys examine that or did you see that just as a fluke?
Yeah, we're a different team.
Okay.
Our next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Pat, how great is it to see Matt Frazier out there making plays after all he went through last year, the offseason?
You know, Brian, it was a long offseason for Matt. He's been through so much, and just for him to be cleared to play is a huge blessing. But then to get him back into the starting lineup, it gives us some more flexibility with our offensive line. You know, he's a tough guy that has been through a lot of Big Ten battles. And, you know, it's just great to have a young man with that type of experience back in our starting lineup.
And just how concerned were you guys when he was in ICU the summer, I guess?
Very concerned. Yeah, very concerned. And you know, Matt's very fortunate to have a terrific family. And, you know, our entire football family put our arms around him. And it really just – as always, when things like that happen, it just came out of the blue. And our medical team did a great job. The care that he received was excellent. And we knew it was going to be a long road back to normalcy. And not only to get back to that, but then to exceed it and get back on the field. It's really special for Matt personally, but also significant for us as a squad.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, since it's a bye week, I wanted to ask you about a little bit of a dynasty that's there in your city in a different sport, and that is the Chicago Blackhawks. As they've built a dynasty here over time, what can you take from that? Because I know, obviously, through social media that you follow the Blackhawks. What can you guys take from that and apply maybe to Northwestern?
Well, Jonathan, you're right, buddy. I am a big fan, and I'm not a bandwagon guy. Stacy and my, our first date back in high school was an exhibition game. We're sitting there in the stands, and, you know, I'm just making sure we got there on time, and a fight breaks out, and she starts cheering, and the guy behind me goes, "You better marry that young lady." So I'm just not a bandwagon guy because of other recent success. But, I mean, really what I think any athlete and any coach can take from what they've done is the level of consistency that you see in their organization from top to bottom, from, you know, the ownership team, John McDonough and Jay Blunk, with the one goal vision. You know, you look at what Coach Q has done, and then the unbelievable talent and leadership, and it starts with the captain. I mean, they've had a lot of turnover now because of the free agency, but I think it starts and ends with Jonathan Toews. And you just, you know, you read all the articles, you listen to the way that he approaches, you know, his sport. Very focused, very disciplined, terrific leader, but he backs that leadership up with great performance, and he steps up. I think he had the game winner again in overtime last night. You know, big time players make big time plays at the right opportunities, and that's who he is. So I can't say that I talked to our guys a lot about it during the season because we're so focused on us and their season is just getting going. But in the off season, you know, there's definitely some parallels there to what they go through, and you know, pull some of the things, you know, maybe Coach Q or what you read from what the players talk about, but just unbelievable consistency.
And Coach, at this point in the sport of college football, we're still looking at maybe a facilities arms race, if you will. Do you think we may be coming to a point where the explosion in facilities is going to slow down? And could you give us an update on facilities projects at Northwestern?
Yeah, things are going great for us. We're about ready to embark on a game changer, our 365-day-a-year facility. You know, great things are ahead for us. You know, I can't speak for other schools. I know that our focus is providing our student athletes with the best facilities that they need, not only on game day, but every day of the year. And facilities are one thing, but it's also having the right staff in place to fill those up to support the student athletes and everything, academically, socially, their development, the weight room, nutritionally, all the preventative things that you need to have, and give them, you know, all the resources. And then also have a facility that our NFL guys want to come back to and train in. And, you know, having a plan kind of A through Z. And just really thankful for Jim Phillips' support and Morty Shapiro and Mr. Osborne, our chairman of the board. We're not standing pat with going to bowl games. We want to compete for championships, but we got to get our infrastructure at a better place. And, you know, we're all in here at Northwestern to compete for championships.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. Go Cats. Bye-bye.